Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hey everybody, Shamira Young here, bringing you a marketing moment episode that focuses on, you guessed it, marketing. So marketing is something we should be constantly doing for our photography businesses, which is why I wanted to bring you a bite-sized, super actionable marketing tip that you can hopefully incorporate into your business. So I asked my previous guest from the previous episode what they're doing to market their business this week, and they shared what's working for them. So let's get right into the marketing moment. Understanding that, you're right, it is a process and nothing is overnight, and you have to expect to put in the effort and not just reach out one time, but multiple times. But do you have one actionable item that photographers can do this week to get started marketing their business?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, social media is something obviously now these days that's quite important. I don't use, there's certain things I use. I use, like LinkedIn's quite big on LinkedIn because again, the sort of people I'm looking to put my work in front of, they're professionals, it's business to business. So that's where, no, that's a good place for me to be marketing. And Instagram, I quite like. I think you got to look at what you're trying to do. If you're looking to get weddings, obviously those places probably aren't ideal. And maybe Facebook's better for you. I think it all depends on what sort of work you're going after and the people you're looking to attract. So I don't think there is one. I don't think there's anything I could pinpoint. But I think pick the phone up, be prepared. Don't hide behind email. Don't hide behind social media and direct messaging people. I think if you can try and get people on the phone, I think, you know, try and do what the rest of people aren't doing. So most people are using email because it's easy. You haven't got to face anybody and get any rejection. But of course, that's what everybody does. So if you can do something that not everybody else is doing a lot of, you know, and get through to the people you need to, then I think that's the approach. But it's not easy. And I wish there was something I could say that you should be going to do it right now. But I can't think of anything one particular. I think you've got to build up a bit of a strategy. Look at the people you're trying to reach. Try and profile them a little bit. You know, what sort of age are they likely to be? You know, where would they shop? You know, where would they hang out in terms of online? And just try and get in front of them the best way you can. And you don't necessarily need to have, you know, 500 images of travel to get started. You know, 12 really strong images so people can see the sort of style that you offer, I think is enough, you know, and be prepared just to build upon that, you know. And you know, and I think blogs are very underrated as well. I don't blog as much as I should do. I always try and keep on top of it, but you know, life gets the better of you. I'm busy, but blogging is great because it also means you can get your personality across in what you write or what you video. So that's anything that helps people get to know you a little bit, I think is a good tool.
And you know, that's actually a really good answer. And just to highlight a couple points you made. So you mentioned we should go where our ideal client is. Know who the profile is of your ideal client. I think that's huge because you're right. I mean, there are very different types of people using LinkedIn, where it's mostly B2B, business to business, versus Facebook and Instagram, completely different crowds. And another thing you said was that we should do what other people aren't. And I think that is huge. So, I mean, social media, while it is important, also understand that getting face-to-face or some type of personal contact is important, but something that not everyone is doing. I mean, even myself as an example, and I've mentioned on the podcast, moving to a new town, I had to build up my photography business all over again. And so I started going to networking meetings, which, you know, that's not like earth-shattering, groundbreaking or anything. And yet I would show up, and these would be Chamber of Commerce meetings. So my ideal client, right? And it's businesses. It's right. But for me, you know, it's corporate photography, headshots. and businesses. Yeah. And so knowing where my ideal client was, and I'd be the only photographer that would show up. There were other photographers in the Chamber of Commerce, but I was the only one willing. And you want to talk about, you know, putting yourself out there. You're right. It can be awkward and uncomfortable, but people need to see your face.
I've now, my experience is completely different. You know, I've done Chamber of Commerce events, and I've been to probably three, and it was just full of people that are totally inappropriate for what I was looking to market.
Right, a different genre.
Again, it depends on your area. Perhaps I'm not in the right area for what I was looking for. But again, you know, you don't know until you try, and maybe I should have kept going, because maybe, you know, it only takes one client, you know, and you could have a client for life. You never know. But and it's having time for doing networking, but it is important. But I think back in the day, the way you used to market was you send a card, and then you phone up, and you go in and show your book, and that face to face meeting is what would perhaps clinch the deal. But now, it's just very hard to do that. People haven't got time to spare to look at portfolios. So it's different. So I think, again, I've still got printed portfolios, beautiful presented books. And I think there's one sat at my feet now, and it's covered in dust, because I just don't get the opportunity to show it very often. And people are quite happy, you know, viewing PDFs, downloading a PDF of your book. You know, and in a way, that's great. But I still feel you want to try and get in front of people so that you can build a rapport, hopefully build a rapport with them. And maybe they like your personality, they like your enthusiasm, and you can't get that over in an email.
If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast and search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.